Hello, and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Wednesday.
Black Wednesday.
May 19th, 2021.
The thing I like about crypto is that there's so much volatility that we are going to inevitably have a black every day of the week. So, like, traditionally, there's been Black Monday, which was the savings and loans crisis from the 80s. But, like, crypto has basically has a black every, literally every other day. And I imagine we'll start having to, like, move to other colors, like the fuchsia Saturday or the fuchsia Friday when Polkadot crashed or something. So, anyways, please continue the intro.
That was it. I was going to say, we're sorry we took so many days off. It's been a couple weeks since we last recorded, but we're excited to be back.
Yeah, you'll have to get used to every May, Bitwave goes into hard work mode as people are doing their taxes and businesses are closing out their books and everything. So a bit of a tough time for us to be recording, but we are excited to be back, even though the actual reason we're back is to report on Black Wednesday. Marcus just have just taken a beating. I don't need, if you're listening to this podcast, I don't need to tell you, but I will anyways. Bitcoin over the past 7 days is down 22%. It's currently sitting at 39,510. Now I gotta be honest though, like, I don't think I'm the only person that, I'm not super sad about that. If you just got into crypto and I was talking with someone the other day on one of our calls and they told me about this new instrument, which was a 2x leverage token for Ethereum. And I loved the idea, but as she was telling me about this, because one of my favorite people in the world that was telling me about this, as she was telling me about this, it was all I could think about is, like, what happens at the next crash when you are, like, it's all fun and games when you're getting 2x upside exposure, but what happens if you have 2x downside exposure? That's when things get really interesting. Anyways, where was I? Bitcoin over the last 7 days is down 22% to 39,000. I'm going to start buying a little bit more. I'm excited for that. Ethereum is down. You know, it kissed 4,000. I think it hit 38.5, maybe 39.5, somewhere in that range. Just tapped, just a tippity tap right against it. Never actually crossed it. And now down to 2,560, off 35% over the last 7 days. Binance coin is also has not weathered the storm, down 42% to $349. Honestly, one of the coins that has done the best, we'll talk about Doge later. I love crypto because in the time that we haven't recorded, it's been like an entire life cycle. It's like a Star Trek episode where a species is born, lives an entire, evolutionary cycle, and then goes extinct in 7 days. That's like Doge because it's like literally, anyways, we'll talk about that later. But Cardano and a few of the other crypto, like smart chain style tokens, have actually held up relatively well. So Cardano over the last 7 days is only down 5%. To $1.57, which is already an enormous high for Cardano across the board. Doge is off 21% to 34 cents. If we go back in time, the last time we recorded, I believe Doge was still about 0.006 cents. I could be wrong. I have to go look, but it was in that range. Another really big loser is Bitcoin Cash. Just absolutely crushed. I was kind of expecting Bitcoin Cash to weather this a little bit better. I kind of thought, honestly, you really twist my arm. I sort of thought Elon was going to get mad at Bitcoin and start shilling Bitcoin Cash. I was blindsided by his love and adoration for Dogecoin. We will talk about that later. Uniswap off 40% to over the last 7 days to $24. That was up to $40. I mean, that was, gosh, $40. We were talking about this on a webinar we did or something, that $40. $400, 400 Uniswap airdrop, $40. That was $16,000 from that airdrop. Man, super interesting. Other one, Matic has also done really well. So Matic is actually up 50% over the last week because people are just so interested in having a real stable coin to kind of lean on here. So that's your market update. It's a bloodletting across the board. And we'll, there's a lot of discussion about why. The way I sort of look at it is that Elon has been manipulative of the market. I would not be particularly surprised if he gets another call from the SEC. I don't know if he will or not. I don't know if they quite have the purview to deal with something like this, but I would not be shocked if he got another call from the SEC about this. But he certainly caused a good amount of the volatility here. You know, not to bag on him too much, but essentially he got a lot of people pumped about this between the Tesla buying into Bitcoin, between him talking about Bitcoin, getting excited about it. You know, that he certainly helped pump all of the coins, and then with his recent meltdown, he certainly helped. He certainly went the other direction, and I wouldn't say that he caused the full slide to 39. I think that he's the guy that dropped the snowball at the top of the mountain, and then, you know, everybody just, as soon as they started seeing this go down, it just everyone wanted to get out really quickly. So, you know, there's other stuff. I had three different people today ask me, because, you know, I have buddies who are not necessarily in the crypto space that know I like this stuff, ask me about Tether. I guess there's been a few articles written. You know, we all, in the crypto space, Tether's kind of like a big inside joke in some ways. I mean, no one that I know thinks that Tether is actually a legitimate product that's backed by full fiat. But at the same time, I know tons of people who hold Tether because does it really matter? So I had three people today reach out to that. So I kind of think, you know, you have Elon, you have Tether, you have panic selling. I mean, at the end of the day, we're still up pretty well. You know, even if we're down off of our highs, we are still up in general. So profit taking is obviously a huge part of it. Very interesting day on the market today. I think we see a few more down days here. Like, I don't think we are done with our, I don't think we're done by any means with the slide here. Like, I don't think 39 is the floor here, but anyways, we'll see.
Yeah, across the board, just so everyone knows the numbers, the crypto markets have lost about $460 billion. And up next, DeFi liquidations are up 14-fold, with $662 million in loans being unwound over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, the silver lining here, of course, is that gas fees have been so absolutely insane that you have to be really in the red before someone will pay to actually liquidate you. So I think, you know, I actually have a little bit of money I borrowed against from Aave or something. And I think I probably dropped into some dangerous zone somewhere. I don't think I quite got to liquidation levels. But like at the end of the day, I was never that worried, because it's just like gas today on ETH was, I saw some transactions at 1800, which has got to be a record. I mean, absolutely beyond it. It's sort of the dirty secret of DeFi is that we're so dependent on gas that we're only now really seeing what that means. I mean, this idea of gas to do work is a totally new model in financial markets. I mean, like, everything about crypto is a totally new model of financial markets. This is a really exciting one, which is to say, in traditional systems, you have circuit breakers. A circuit breaker that's run by the exchange that you're using, or by the government, that says, hey, if a price moves this much that quickly, then you are, you know, that we're going to stop trading on that. Exchange, you know, DeFi obviously doesn't have circuit breakers, for better or for worse, but DeFi does have a feedback mechanism, which is gas prices. I had a thing happened today I had never seen before. I don't know what happened. Like, my I was sending some tokens literally on the worst day in the entire world. I had to send some tokens around just for some testing purposes, and I had a totally normal token transaction revert. I still don't know what happened. I have to like dig into the code, but it was a weird ass day on in gas, and that ends up being a bit of a circuit breaker. So I think that actually quelled some of the downside on some of the tokens, is that you just could not sell, you could not move your tokens around and then actually pay for them. I mean, it was thousands of dollars. So people that might be, you know, smaller, like not whales, the guppies of the world, are, there's no way they're going to move tokens around to sell them if they're paying thousands and thousands of dollars in fees.
Yeah. So the DeFi Daily is sponsored by Bitwave, a digital asset management platform that does bookkeeping, accounting, and tax tracking for crypto and DeFi. And you can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So TVL in DeFi hit 1.87 billion and is now down about 21 billion in the last week.
Yep. Yep. That's the last thing we'll cover here is just this enormous enormous drop in TVL. Actually, the real news here is that May 11th, it hit 87 billion. That is genuinely impressive. Like the ups and downs of the market, whatever, but 87 billion is real money. We're not at the $1 trillion of, you know, financial markets in the U.S., the $100 trillion, but we are on our way. $100 billion is 1% of the overall financial markets in the U.S. That should be terrifying, the major banks in the U.S., that 1% is going to these instruments that no one controls except, this blockchain. It's absolutely crazy. That's the real news. That's what's super exciting. A little bit of a drop there, but it's all good.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Have a good one.